Hello everyone. Very beautiful, very lovely to be with you. And to be this one presence. This undivided, indivisible presence, which is love, which is truth, which is our true heart, our true home, our true being, and our only being. So it is as this undivided being that we truly meet. We never meet as separate personal entities. Imaginary entities. We always meet as truth, as reality, as the formless self. So invite yourself for the duration of this meeting to simply be and allow things to be as they are. Whatever is appearing to you, whatever thoughts and sensations appear to you, remain as you are. Without inner judgment, relax as presence just for now. Notice the background of peace, which we all know oftentimes is veiled but it's there nonetheless, the ground of being. Which is this effortless presence. This ordinary, effortless awareness. Notice how things appear to you as awareness. The sound of this voice, what we refer to as hearing, appears to you without you needing to do anything. The world appears to you. Whichever way it does, world events, relationship events, social events, the sunshine, the wind, the singing of the birds, all of that appears to you. It's a cosmic, universal appearance. There is nothing we need to do. Bodily sensations appear to you. Sometimes we refer to certain sensations as contractions. Nonetheless, without any commentary about the sensation, it is what it is. Before the mind labels it, it is what it is, the pure magic. The magic of awareness. Notice how, although at times thought may say, you are in the world, and this or that is happening to you, although a certain sensation may arise, which is interpreted as, oh my goodness, well, what is happening to me? Notice that in all cases, the thoughts appear to you like clouds appear in the wide open sky. The sensations similarly appear to you, and we don't even know what they are. We are quick at interpreting them. Nonetheless, they are mere appearances, like ripples on the surface of the pond. You are never in the world. You have never been in the world. as a personal entity, as a man, as a woman, as a father and mother, and husband, a wife, a Christian and Muslim, and Jew and American and Italian. You've never been that, never, ever been that. It is a divine invitation, a cosmic invitation for us to awaken to our wholeness, to our sameness, to our universal beingness. Just an invitation to love, to forgive, to embrace, an invitation to be humble, be compassionate. An invitation to drop identification. An invitation to presence, because presence is love. Presence is not something happening in time or something happening to me or to you or to him or to her. What did they do to me? Why did he do this to me? Why did she do this to me? I know that these patterns can be powerful and repeat themselves. But we are this untouched and untouchable presence, the presence which we all are. All of us, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, are that same presence. Ukrainians, Russians, Israelis, Palestinians, French, British. All that is nonsense. We are that same presence. Not in time, not in the world. The world is where we can express our friendship, where we can express with humility our wisdom, our understanding. We can invite each other the playground where we're all together, playing together in the garden, God's garden, our garden. Life is an opportunity, moment by moment, presented to us. To deepen our understanding and to live our understanding that we are this formless self, this invisible presence. You can call it life if you want. We are not an entity which is born and dies. All struggles are an inner struggle. It's a struggle with ourselves. We're not defending against the other, we're defending against our very self, which of course makes no sense once we understand it this way. So we separate ourselves from ourselves. I am not you. You are this. I am that. You are her. I am him. You are this other. I am a different other. This is so untrue, is so false, so empty of substance. It's just an old habitual way that's made available to us so we can pierce through it or figure our way through it. We are equipped for that. We are equipped as consciousness. We are already the love that we are trying to live. We are already that. It's okay, at times we overlook our inner understanding. It's okay not to judge ourselves. And to simply return to presence. Which is not really an activity. It's more relaxing our inner habit to struggle. the mind can rest in presence. And soak the peace of presence, of being.